This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Fiery eruptions, titanic floods, the grinding of great ice sheets, and massive impacts from space all shape North America. This month, NOVA presents Making North America, a 3-billion-year biography of our continent. The three-hour series premieres tonight on New Mexico PBS, KNME at 8 o'clock. Joining me now in the studio is NOVA's senior executive producer, Paula S. Epsel, and the program's deputy executive producer, Julia Court. Thanks to both of you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Paula, I want to get right to it, and I want to talk about tonight's episode called Origins. Now, we're going way back in time, right?
Yes, you're going back about 4 billion years in time.
So tell me about the episode. What are we going to see tonight?
So tonight's episode is the origins of our continent. The origins of North America. And what this is about is how our continent was built. And it actually started with nothing. It was all kind of water and lava under the water. And then granite was cooked up, and that's the stuff that forms the continent. And we had a piece of our continent called the North American Craton, which was the first part. And actually, in New Mexico, there's a little bit of the North American Craton. So this was part of kind of the original North America. Your listeners should feel really good about that. So our host, who is Kirk Johnson, who's the SANT director of the Smithsonian Natural History Museum, always says, in geology, no landscape is permanent. It's still changing. And actually, our series goes out into the future, 175 million years. And there's another great geologic group hug. The Atlantic Ocean closes up, and all the continents are together. We're all together. We could take a quick train to Paris for dinner, which would be really cool, from my home in Boston. That would be great.
I like the imagery of the group hug. That's nice.
I think so.
Julia, tell me about what we're going to see, like the imagery of the show. Are there any surprises that you can tell us about?
Well, we wanted this really to be an adventure. So it's an adventure across the continent. There's all kinds of beautiful, stunning landscapes that we visit. But also, it's an adventure through time. So we look at the landscapes. Our whole thing is with Kirk Johnson. He's reading the rocks. He's reading the rocks and reading the stories that are hidden there. So in the ground beneath your feet, no matter where you are, there's a story and multiple stories about what that landscape was like in the past, going back thousands, millions, billions of years.
So I understand the second episode is about life.
Exactly. The second episode is called Life. And we go back to the beginning of life, really. Mm. And some of the most ancient forms of life we find in this beautiful place in the Bahamas. And there are these things called stromatolites, and they look like rocks. And they're actually a wonderful conglomeration of geology and biology. They're made out of bacteria that then collects all the sediment. They look like giant boulders underwater in this beautiful crystal blue water that Kirk scuba dives and goes visit. And they're incredibly rare and they're incredibly ancient. And these are some of the stromatolite fossils are the oldest fossilized form of life that we have. And some of them go back more than 3 billion years. And we also have, episode 2 is also chock full of dinosaurs.
Oh, nice.
Because North America is one of the best places on the planet for dinosaurs. There's incredible variety all over.
Cool. And then episode 3 is about humans, right?
And episode 3 is really about our interaction with the continent.
And some of that's negative, though. You talk about how we've exploited some of the resources. That's part of the episode, right?
We go back to the very beginning of humans on the continent. How do we get here? The very first Americans.
Cool.
And the resources that they found here. Obviously, all the resources on this continent, you know, starting with the soil, the animals, the stone tools, and then oil, gold, coal, all the stuff that built our incredible civilization. But yes, you know, there are issues. We've exploited them to such an extent that they're causing problems for us. So we deal with that. And then we look into the future. What does our continent have in store? Because ultimately, we're kind of a tiny blip in the history of this continent.
Indeed.
And these geological forces, which are often invisible, you know, we don't sense them. They're so slow, but they are so powerful. And they have transformed the continent over these billions of years, and they will continue to transform it.
I have to ask you about this, Paula. You've been with NOVA since 1975. Is that right? That's what I read anyway.
Yeah, but I was a child bride. Child producer. Yeah, I was sucking my thumb still.
But you've been with the show a long time.
I've been with the show a long time.
How has it changed over the years, do you think?
Well, programs on television have to change their style. Hmm. And NOVA has changed tremendously stylistically. The area where we don't change, I mean, if you watch some of our old programs, the talking heads go on for like 2 minutes, and they are so slow, you just want to scream, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. So we've changed the style. What we haven't changed is our emphasis on storytelling, our emphasis on good visuals to show the audience perspective that they can't get anywhere else, and our emphasis on character, on letting scientists tell their own stories and showing science as something that people are really passionate about and really enjoy and love.
And I can tell that both of you are passionate about this too, yeah?
We're pretty crazy about it, right, Julia?
Yes, it's incredibly fun and incredibly inspiring. And we learn so much doing this series.
Every time I do a show or a series, I want to be that kind of scientist. Mm. So now, even though I'm not really, to be honest, that outdoorsy a person, I just really would like to be a geologist. I think it would be so much fun. And of course, that's what we want to inspire in our viewers, and especially in young people. Not that they necessarily have to become geologists, but they have to appreciate. We want them to appreciate, first of all, the bounty of the land, and second of all, what it takes to really sort out these things and to understand what happened 4 billion years ago, and to be able to look at the rocks and read them in a way that you can tell how the continent was built and how life came here and how we came here. It really is phenomenal. It's a phenomenal mystery, and the way scientists solve it is just, I mean, it never fails to impress me.
NOVA's Paula S. Epsel and Julia Court, thank you both so much for coming in today. It's been really nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
NOVA's Making North America premieres tonight at 8 o'clock on KNME, New Mexico PBS. I'm Chris Boros, and this is KUNM.